Danielle Baldwin, Daffodils. She could almost taste the delicate sweetness of the daffodils as they poked hesitantly through the damp earth. She had never actually eaten one, but she'd been tempted. There was something so fresh about springtime in Connecticut, something more renewing than the clear cold of a New Year's Eve. Sarah never really saw hope on the first day of the year like so many others did. She chose not to make resolutions about eating in, sleeping more, or spending time at the gym on New Year's Day. It wasn't until she saw the tender greens of April, the deep purple bells of crocuses, the bright yellow sprays of forsythia, that she'd take out her notebook and set her goals for the year. As she sat curled in her chair, looking out her window, she thought about what she wanted this year to bring her. It had been a year since Adam died, and Sarah and her grief were still trapped in the desolation of winter. While she just recently started accepting invitations to dinner parties again, it was still only the husk of her that attended. She'd nod politely as the architect sitting next to her at dinner explained his recent mid-century modern masterpiece. She was worried that he may hear the dry crackling as she shifted in her chair. She hoped that the tender green shoots of spring could begin to tease her out again, out of the dried husk of her body, allowing her to shed her sense of loss like the skin of a snake. Adam used to sit in the old leather recliner across from her in spring as she made her resolutions, smiling with a cup of tea in one hand and a copy of The New Yorker in the other. He thought resolutions were silly, but he was willing to bear witness while she planned out the next year of her life. "I think I might want to do more yoga," she told him last year, tapping her pen to her lips. "Do you think you need to be more," he searched for the word, "bendy?" She laughed. "Yes, more bendy, like a pretzel," she said as she wrote the words down. So she started yoga in mid-April, believing it was helping her flexibility, helping her to understand her boundaries. The accident happened in the middle of May. She remembered how the car was twisted into a shape beyond imagining, and Adam was gone. And just as soon as she started yoga, she stopped. Stopped being flexible, stopped believing in growth or moving on. Sarah stayed locked in her own body, hibernating. But now, as she looked out the window and watched the leaves tentatively push out of gnarled branches, the daffodils unfurling themselves into the crisp spring wind towards the light, she thought maybe she could too.